Hey, this is Billy from the Subways, and you're listening to Jung and Hunrik.
Willkommen bei Jung und Hunrik, der Jugendredaktion auf FreeFM. Ihr habt gerade gehört Kiss Kiss Bang Bang von den Subways. Für uns war das diese Woche ein totaler Konzertflash. Wir waren erst bei den Subways, haben ein Interview mit dem Frontsänger gemacht.
Wir haben über die aktuelle Tour, über neue Musik und Pläne für die Zukunft geredet
und über Ulmer Spatzen, das war unsere erste Frage. What's the nickname of the Ulmer Citizens? Das Interview ist übrigens in englischer Sprache geführt worden. Und falls ihr dieser nicht so gerne bemächtigt sein wollt und das nicht so gerne hört und nicht so gerne verstehen wollt und generell Probleme mit sowas habt, aber unbedingt wissen wollt, was denn der Frontsänger von den Subways für peinliche Tourerlebnisse hatte, dann geht auf freefm.de, da haben wir das ganze Interview für euch nochmal übersetzt.
What's the nickname for the Ulmer Citizens?
Ooh, I have no idea. Is this like something I can just make up or is this something that I have to like... guess.
I have to guess. It's an animal which fly.
The birds.
A very famous pirate is named after it.
Oh, really? Fucking hell. Sparrows.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Did you ever play them all?
No, we've never played here before, so. Yeah, well, we're here now, which is awesome. So, yeah, can't wait to be on stage.
Your tour will go on for the next 2 weeks. Also in Germany, did any sort of awesome story did happen?
Well, we've all been quite ill. Like two gigs ago, I was like sick all night. And then I went on stage and I couldn't feel my legs. And then the next night, Josh was really ill and I lost my voice. So we were kind of like, we were in so much pain, but at the same time, we were kind of having so much fun. It was so strange. We were all just looking at each other going, come on, we can do this, we can do this. But no, it's been absolutely amazing so far. There was one gig in Flensburg where there was this woman right at the front who kept grabbing my ass every time I went to the front of the stage, to the point where I didn't go to that part anymore. I was just like, no, I'm gonna stay away.
And why is it stay away?
Because she started to pinch my ass harder and harder. So I didn't want it to really, really hurt. You know, at first it was nice and soft and then it got harder and harder and harder. So I thought, I'm gonna protect my ass now.
But wasn't she hard?
I don't know. I don't like to think of women in terms of hotness anymore because I'm married and everything.
Okay, it's okay.
In 2015, you already toured across Germany and the people seem to like you. Do you like the rock and roll life?
Yeah, we especially like Germany, you know, wir lieben Deutschland. But yeah, we feel like here in Germany, it's our second home. So every time we book a tour, we're like, ah, great, so when are we playing in Germany? But it's just awesome. Yeah, you know, I used to dream of this when I was a kid. Used to go to bed every night and look up at my Jimi Hendrix poster and just be like, I want to do that one day. So yeah, I'm doing what I've always wanted to do since I was a kid.
But you're still more in UK at home.
Yeah, well, Josh, our drummer, lives in France now. He lives in Paris, so he's turning into a French man. He talks in French, and yeah, you know, the UK is still my home. That's where my family is, my wife and my friends.
Okay, and now you have to choose which country is better. It's a hard question.
Okay,
Germany, French, or the UK?
Ooh. Definitely not the French. can we leave it at that?
Okay. Family goes first, but sometimes maybe even the greatest love has a little break. How it is to tour and to produce music with your family?
It can be insane. you know, we get in arguments. But, you know, I think there's a bond there that will always stay. And I don't think we'll ever break up. You know, we'll never be one of these bands that are like, okay, you know, this is like our last ever tour. We're retiring. We would never do that. We're always going to be in this band and we're always going to be making records. And I think that's because we're so close, because Josh and I are so close. And Charlotte and Josh and I are like family. And our dad, Josh and I, our dad, he's still on tour with us, setting up the drum kit every night. And he's still crazy. So, yeah, it's nice. It can be intense, but it's mostly cool.
Which is your favorite song to play live?
Ooh. I think, like, I really enjoy playing Mary off our first record. I Won't Let You Down off our second record. We Don't Need Money to Have a Good Time, or Wir Brauchen Kein Geld um zu feiern. Or Dirty Muddy Paws off our new record. Rock and Roll Queen, obviously, is like a really fun song to play because everyone just goes crazy. Oh Yeah is really cool to play live. I can't pick one song, it's impossible.
But we have to play one song for a break.
Okay. We'll go with Wir brauchen kein Geld um zu feiern then.
Im Februar 2015 haben die Subways ihr neues Album rausgebracht. Im September haben sie noch eine Live-EP rausgebracht. Ihr hört 3FM und wir sind gerade mit den Subways im Interview. Auf Englisch, why did you title your latest album The Subways After Yourself?
Because we're so lazy. up to this point we'd made album titles with three words, like Young for Eternity, All or Nothing, Money and Celebrity. And I kept thinking of titles with three words and they just kept sucking really bad. So Charlotte came up with the idea of calling it just The Subway self-titled, because it's the first album we've ever done where we've done everything ourselves. Like, we didn't just write the music and perform on it. We also produced it and mixed it and sort of, you know, paid for everything and had our own studio to do it in. So yeah, it just felt right. It just felt right this time, and very lazy.
But after the Subways there came a live EP called Good Time Live EP. Which is better, recording or playing your songs live?
Definitely playing live. You know, recording for us is really stressful because you have to think about a lot of things. And we don't like thinking, we just like, you know, going crazy and having fun. And, you know, when you're on stage, there's that real sort of primal thing, you know, where it feels like we're all cavemen again and we're all dancing around the campfire and everyone's just screaming at the sky, getting sweaty and diving into other people. And it's just fucking awesome. And it's so much fun. And we've always written songs with playing live in the back of our minds. You know, we're always like, so how is this song gonna sound when we play it live? So that's how important playing live is for us. And we get to, you know, see our fans and reach out to our fans and include them in the songs. So playing live, definitely.
And what was the hardest fail in your live history, playing history?
We supported Beatsteaks, right, in Berlin. And it was a huge show. There were like 20,000 people there. And we were so nervous and so excited. And in the first song, I got up onto the drum kit to do a big jump and I just fell off. it was so bad. And it was so embarrassing. Like, I just tumbled backwards and I'm on the floor, like mangled and in so much pain. And I could just feel like the eyes of 20,000 people burning on me. And I looked at the side of the stage and Beatsteaks are all there, like, laughing their asses off at me. But I got up and I played the set and like I pulled it together. But for me, that was like the biggest fail ever.
Are there any plans for the next record?
Yeah, we're gonna take a bit longer on this fifth album. We're gonna take a couple of years. I'm gonna do some studying and read books and shit. But we'll be writing, recording, and mixing our fifth album over the next couple of years. So hopefully we'll come up with something really exciting. We hope.
So now the bit of the funny bit of the interview, it's called Speed Interview.
Oh shit.
And we're going to ask you plenty of questions. Okay. And you only got a couple of
seconds. They're easy.
Okay.
I will start. Favorite color?
Red.
Best thing to eat?
Spaghetti.
Best thing to drink?
Fanta.
Favorite animal?
Kangaroo.
Favorite music album?
Ever.
Nevermind by Nirvana.
Favorite radio station?
You guys.
Thanks, mate.
XFM in the UK, but it's dead now. Hey, this is Billy from the Subways, and you're listening to Radio Free FM.